we decided to take upon ourselves to invoke a little change in neighborhoods that may not have the capacity to carry out that work themselves. And through plans like the 1992 Cincinnati Parks Master Plan, which called for a connection of Cincinnati parks through greenways, such as stairways and alleys, this seems to be a perfect alignment with plans like that and the new comprehensive plan that was just adopted last year.
There are more than 400 pedestrian stairways around town. Is that unusual for a city this size?
It actually is not unusual for a city like Cincinnati with the topographical challenges that it faces and how we built up to the hillsides after about the 1870s.
In addition to preserving the city's steps, your group is also involved in rehabilitating pedestrian routes through alleyways and sidewalks. What kind of work are you doing?
Actually, most of our work is done through the rehabilitation and clearing of alleyways that have been neglected for multiple generations. In April of each year, we do a program called Stepping Up in April, where we clean up as many stairways daily as possible within a 30-day period. The past 2 years, respectively, we cleaned up 26 stairways.
Is this taking place throughout the entire city, or are you concentrating on some particular areas?
In Mount Auburn and over the Rhine, we see a lot of opportunity to connect residents to bus routes, to assets like schools, churches, hospitals, as well as assets like Findlay Market or playgrounds, ball fields, and parks.
This sounds like the ideal setup for a free park course. What are the plans for the areas that you rehabilitate?
Well, essentially, we always try to include a celebration after we clean up a space. But we also are working with city departments as well as, in the future, grant opportunities to add things like wayfinding. People need to be oriented not only where they are, but where these pathways go, as well as things like landscaping and lighting, which are important provisions for transforming a space beyond what people have already expected them to be.
You can find out how to get more information on Spring in Our Steps Cincinnati on our website at wnku.org under local news. Christian Huelsman, thank you for your time.
Thank you so much.